Talking today with Zibby Duval, the president of the American Farm Bureau. Mr. Duval, let's talk a little bit about the elections. You've probably had this question asked 30 times already this morning, but in your opinion, in other words, where are we going with this trifecta of a Republican White House, Republican Senate, Republican House?
Well, it's got to sound good, doesn't it? And it gives us the opportunity. If they can't make some decisions and solve some problems, then we ought to hold them accountable. And I think they know that this time. So I think we're in a good position where we can make some good things happen.
Several things that are priorities for Farm Bureau, WOTUS, the issue of estate taxes or death tax, as well as even the Trans-Pacific Partnership. I know all are kind of at the top of your mind. Two of those three, at least, it seems like Mr. Trump is pretty well on board.
Yeah, so we have bright spots in this new administration, and we have some challenges in this new administration. But, you know, we're ready for that. WOTUS, maybe we'll finally have the opportunity to ditch the rule. President-elect Trump speaks our language when it comes to rules and regulation. Looking forward to the opportunity to have some reform there and bring some common sense. Trans-Pacific Partnership, not so good. He doesn't believe in Trans-Pacific Partnership, but he does believe in trade. So we know how important trade is to agriculture, and we will work with him to make sure that agriculture is a winner in his trade treaty, whatever he brings forward. And if we get an opportunity in lame duck, we'll still talk about TPP because we know how important that trade treaty would be to agriculture if we could get it approved. Farm labor is a big one. We could have some things in there that we like about his immigration reform. Could be some challenges there. But I think what has happened in my discussions with his team before he was elected was they promised me that agriculture would have a seat at the table during immigration reform, and that he understood the demands of labor in agriculture. So I think that's a bright spot, and we look forward to that opportunity to make a difference in that area. And that's just a small piece of the pie that we're going to be eating on for the next year.
Are you pretty pleased that, you know, some of the folks that have associated with him within the agricultural arena to this point?
By all means, there's some outstanding agricultural people on his ag team, including some great Farm Bureau people. I'm real encouraged by that. I think he'll find some good appointees, even some talk that during my meetings with some of his team that the EPA director may be a farmer or a farm-friendly person. So that would be refreshing for all us in farmland.
Looking ahead, your meeting will show up very, very quickly now in Phoenix this year, 2017. What's going to be the hotter topics? What are going to be the things that you think your delegates are really going to focus on?
Well, I think there'll be a lot of talk about this new administration that we just talked about. But when you come to policy, we spend a lot of time trying to generate discussion around the new farm bill that we'll be talking about. Supposedly in 2018, some rumors maybe before. So we want to make sure that our policy is ready for that. You know, when you're in the middle of a farm bill and the economy's bad and you're busy, is it really time to talk about it? We've been trying to tell our farmers, yes, it is time. We've put together a lot of white papers to generate that conversation. So I think we'll have some conversation around farm policy.
You see any desire to make wholesale change or big changes with Title I, the safety net?
You know, it's too early for me to say that because we haven't had our national policy development meeting, which will be held in the second week of December. And after that meeting, I'll have a better feel of that.